Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It is crunch time for the Minnesota State Fair. For a lot of us, we're remembering to go online or go to Cub and buy our discount tickets before we get out to the State Fair. But to Joe and Alyssa Zimmerly, this is really crunch time to get that booth fully ready, get the staff fully trained, because they have a brand new location, a brand new building. It is called Summer Lakes Beverage is the name of their company. But the Summer Lakes Boathouse is a new part of the State Fair. And Joe and Alyssa join us live from the fair. I see the giant Ferris wheel in the background, and they're with us on our YouTube. What a great shot, Joe. You could be hired to do TV work here. This is very nice.
I'm going to give the credit to her. She's like, make sure you get this in the background. I just execute. That's all I do.
We shot that up yesterday.
Alyssa, tell us how things are going. The fair starts in 2 days, and you have a not just a brand new menu and a brand new experience at the fair, but you have a literal new building as well, right?
We do. Things are going great. It's kind of crunch time right now. It's very hustle bustle on the fairgrounds. There's cars and trucks and vans and semis bringing everything in, and we are so excited. So we're not brand new to the fair. We've actually been in the fair for about 5 years, but this is a new spot for us with a new building, a new menu, live music, all the things. We're very, very excited.
Tell us how you got accepted and how you got this opportunity to expand your presence, because originally you were really just doing drinks, right?
Yeah. We were a 20 by 20 tent kind of a thing. So this is a big jump. Yeah, for sure, Jason. It's been really cool. Big process here. You have to work for it. I will put it that way. Short and sweet. Lots of proposals kind of thing going on. We had to put together architecture drawings and the whole bit. Concept menu, concept theme, do your homework and prove yourself. That is the recipe for success in getting to where we are today, for sure.
What is the vision, Alyssa, of this new venue, because of the beach house? Or the boat? I'm sorry, it's the boathouse, right? The boathouse.
The boathouse. So we are in Minnesota, and the best things about Minnesota are summer and the lakes. So we are full of lake vibes at the Summer Lakes Boathouse. We want people to come and enjoy and eat good food and listen to good music and drink good drinks and just live the lake life at the State Fair.
Makes sense, right? When you think about Minnesota, the lake life is part of our summer experience that never really has been celebrated at the State Fair.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we love the concept. The building is gorgeous. Come and enjoy and relax and live that lake life with us.
All right, how did you guys meet? What is your Minnesota story, Joe and Alyssa?
Alyssa and I met like every hardworking couple maybe at work. I was a sous chef in the kitchen, not quite executive. So this is back in the day. We are celebrating the big 2-0, 20 years together.
Wow.
Wonderful marriage. Thank you for that.
Congrats.
Yeah, we met at Jack's Cafe in Northeast Minneapolis. Alyssa was front of house. I was back of the house. And yeah, it's been, you know, just, we love to entertain people. We always have. So we connected right away on that. We love to travel. We love Minnesota. We love lake life. And then, you know, when we decided to move forward with this whole venture and put our hat in, we knew it was something we wanted to do together, and that's important.
A little cliche, Alyssa, being the front of house person attracted to the sexy cook in the back of house, right?
It feels maybe a little the other way around, but, you know.
you made the move? Who made the first move there?
That was this guy right here for sure.
No, he had a way with a steak. I mean,
well, and he can cook,
right? So mm-hmm. Jack's Cafe is an absolute legend. What a great spot to have the foundation of your story. You think of how many love stories have been celebrated at that place. I have a fair number of matchbooks commemorating different occasions at Jack's. And for you guys, what's it mean to be sort of graduating to this next level at the Minnesota State Fair?
It feels amazing. I think it's really a dream come true for us. When we started our company, I said, I want to be in the State Fair. And that was just something that we didn't know if it would happen. And then it did. And then we just have kept growing since then. And I tell you, the people at the State Fair are special people. We have been welcomed with open arms. People have been willing to help and, you know, talk us through things and offer advice. And it has just been a really wonderful experience so far.
You had to figure out a menu, right? Because the original, and we just showed on our live stream, the original, like, little tent, the beverage operation. Mm-hmm. And you were known for, like, your bootlegs and your cocktail mixes and your NA mixes and different things like that. But when it came time to figure out, like, all right, what are we going to put on a food menu? How does that go? Do you have to get it all approved by the fair? Did you guys test this out in the off season? How do you even begin that sort of process?
Great question. Short answer again is yes. The State Fair, you know, approval may be a stretch of the term, but it's all based into the concept that it's all kind of baked in, no pun intended, to the concept that you're proposing to the State Fair. And there's a number of factors, as you can imagine, that gets you into an experience like this. But the menu, what you're going to prepare and different dishes and things like that, that all goes into it as well. And Alyssa and I, honestly, we just, you know, took a step back, did some homework, obviously, see what's here. And the way that we've always enjoyed the fair, longtime fair goers, is shareable, small bites. We want to try lots of stuff. It's not necessarily one site. And that's what makes this fair the best on earth. There are so many great vendors out here. So, you know, foods that are shareable, foods that are fresh, getting back to our roots, all natural, real ingredients, no fake flavorings. This is real food, and we're sticking by that kind of a deal. So, you know, keep it small, shareable, you know, goes good with the drink, obviously. That kind of thing was really the premise of what we wanted to base our menu design on, as well as the building and the overall concept as well.
You do have an official new food, which is sort of funny, right? Because everything at at your Summer Lakes Boathouse, it's all new. But tell me about the official new food that you guys have.
Yeah, I mean, a little irony there, right? Agreed. I didn't really realize what the process is of getting a new food on the fairgrounds actually is, but it's a bigger deal than just throwing some new food in front of people that want to come and check out your spot.
Right.
Go figure. Right. You want to talk me through this?
Yeah. So Dockside Poppers is our official new food. Seasoned cream cheese, bacon in there, artichoke hearts, jalapeno peppers. We combine all of that together. We bread it. We deep fry it lightly. Comes with a homemade tomato chili jam for dipping. And again, it just really fits into that shareable item where you can buy an order of it and share with a lot of people. And you just have, we like to do a little of a lot is how we like to do things. So just a little nibble.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are people going to find you? Where are you going to be?
Big giant Ferris wheel. That's the best landmark right there. It's the biggest one in the country. It's new. It's bigger this year. We're on Underwood and Randall. That's the intersection. But for those of us that don't pay attention to the streets, look for this guy.
And for the big lighthouse. Yeah, we have a lighthouse on the top of our building. So that'll shine and bring you here too.
I mean, I think part, as we talk with Joe and Alyssa Zimmerly, part of what people don't necessarily know about this process is that you have a fair amount of skin in the game here, right? To make sure that this works. The cost, it's not like the fair is building this building, right? Can you guys talk about that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. This is a commitment. And again, I believe it's what makes this fair so good. This is a family out here. You're in it for the long run. The way that they allow new vendors into this place is, it's difficult to get in, but for good reason. And they're doing a really good job at variety and packing in, you know, different things each year that are new and interesting and that kind of thing. And so, you know, definitely put your skin in the game is exactly how to phrase it. It's a commitment.
To say, if I said $1 million, is that a crazy amount of money?
It seems like a crazy amount of money until you sit back and see how much things cost.
Right.
You learn real quick, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe not so much.
Yeah. I remember talking to Pat Mancini when he built his building.
Sure.
And he was nervous. He's like, getting into the seven figures is not that far off. And maybe it is on the low end, depending on what the structure is. And it takes a couple of years. It may take 5 years to build it back, to get that money back. You just don't know. And it has to be successful. People have to like the food, too. Right.
Yeah, you have to want to be here. You want to make a commitment. We get to be here. That's really what this is all about. We feel honored. This is a dream come true for us, and we are all in. This is a decision that we made. And of course, you're talking, it's like, you know, a year and a half ago, these were the conversations we were having together. And when you open up a new business, you know, you get used to taking some risks. This is a big one. This is a big jump. We've been here before. And we feel like it's a right move. Nothing's guaranteed in this world, and you just have to go for it if it's what you really want, what you believe in. And this is one of those things for us.
I'm cheering for you guys. You are delightful. And Summer Lakes Beverage has been a hit for a number of years out at the fair, and people can find it at liquor stores and grocery stores too. But check them out, the Boathouse at the State Fair, Alyssa and Joe Zimmerly. We'll see you guys on Thursday.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason.
Pretty fun.
Can't wait to see you.
Have a good one.
All right. First day of the fair. We'll be out there. We'll be eating all the new foods and doing our best to not throw up. That's the plan. day one. That's everybody's plan, for sure. That's Jerusha Eats. Drive Time back in just a minute.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.